You are listening to Western Iowa's information leader, KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones, here with your noon news for Friday, August 5th, 2022. The Storm Lake Police Department reports a Texas man was taken into custody this morning on multiple felony charges, including attempted murder and intent to commit sexual abuse. At approximately 12:48 a.m., officers were dispatched to the Budget Inn Motel on the north side of Storm Lake in response to a fight in progress. Upon arrival, officers located the victim, who had sustained multiple knife wounds to the face and legs. Their investigation determined the suspect, identified as 55-year-old Miguel Garcia Montalongo of Monte Alto, Texas, had invited the victim into his hotel room and offered them drugs. When the victim refused to take them, Montalongo armed himself with a large knife and attacked. Authorities allege he also attempted to sexually assault the victim while in the room. The victim was able to escape from Montalongo and located a bystander to contact law enforcement. Officers found Montalongo in the room and took him into custody without incident. He was booked into the Buena Vista County Jail for attempted murder, a Class B felony, assault while participating in a felony, and assault with intent to commit sexual abuse, those Class C felonies, going armed with intent, willful injury, and assault causing serious injury, Class D felonies, and assault while displaying a dangerous weapon, an aggravated misdemeanor. As of this afternoon, Montalongo remained in custody on a $62,000 bond. The Buena Vista County Sheriff's Office and Buena Vista County Emergency Medical Services also assisted at the scene. A week from today, Wall Lake will be bustling as the community prepares for the 2022 edition of their annual Farm Festival. Brandon Ashinger, one of the event's organizers, says the celebration begins at 5 p.m. that evening.
The rides are going to open up at 5 o'clock. There'll be a kiddie parade at 5:30. Then after that, it's pretty much free for all. We'll have a petting zoo. The beer garden's open. They're going to do a little Miss and Mister contest at 6:30. Bingo's going on all night. There's a talent show at 7:30.
Friday night's schedule wraps up with live music from 2½ Guitars in the Beer Garden and cash drawings. Saturday begins with the Fireman's Pancake Breakfast at 7 o'clock with the Semi and Truck Show starting at 9 a.m., the Farm Festival Parade at 1 p.m., Bean Bag Tournament at 2 o'clock, Bingo at 3 o'clock, and more. Ashinger says you can't call an event a farm festival without a tractor show, and theirs is scheduled for 8:30 a.m. Saturday morning.
So we're trying to bring the farm back to Farm Festival. Last year was our first tractor ride. We had just shy of 30 entries, and everybody really enjoyed seeing all the tractors stick around and go back through the parade. So we just really enjoy that aspect of it. It's a $30 entry, but all the proceeds go back to the rides for the kids to, you know, keep them happy. But with that $30, you get coffee and donuts in the morning, you get a little snack at break time, plus you get burgers and chips and whatnot, and you get a hat, so it's not like you're paying $30 just to ride.
Organizers have contracted with Scott Amusement to provide carnival rides on both days of Wall Lake's Farm Festival. Rides are one ticket each, with tickets for $3. However, Ashinger says they're offering families a deal if they purchase their tickets early.
You can pre-buy all your ride tickets now and local areas around Wall Lake, local businesses. We'll also have a ticket booth there. It is one ticket per ride, so you don't have to pull three tickets out just to get on the ride. Right now, pre-sale tickets are $10 a sheet cheaper than buying them at the ticket booth, so we kind of recommend people do that, but if you run out, we will have extra tickets there.
The Wall Lake Farm Festival organizers are Brandon and Michaela Ashinger, Craig and Rachel Brotherton, Tanner and Allie Bankford, and Trevor Ashinger. The full schedule for next weekend's activities can be found included with this story on our website or on the Wall Lake Farm Festival's Facebook page. And a Greene County woman has claimed a six-figure top prize in one of the Iowa Lottery's instant win scratch games. Maria Morales Aguilar of Jefferson won the 12th top prize in the $20 Super 20s scratch game, which features 16 top prizes of $100,000, 16 prizes of $10,000, and overall odds of 1 in 2.40. Morales Aguilar purchased her tickets from the Casey store in Paulina and claimed her winnings Wednesday at the Iowa Lottery's headquarters in Clive. For more information on Super 20s and the other Iowa Lottery games available, visit ialottery.com. And we do need to step away for just a moment. More news on the way after this, right here on KCIM.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. But if just one little piggy catches African swine fever, piggies everywhere will be in danger. African swine fever is highly contagious and fatal. It could wipe out America's pig population. That's why the USDA is urging pig producers, farmers, and veterinarians to know the signs of African swine fever. Learn more by searching Protect Our Pigs at USDA.gov.
The Calhoun County Expo's last figure eight race for the season is Saturday starting at 6 to beat the rain in Rockwell City at the fairgrounds. Kids bike raffles, giveaways, and more. Ice cold beverages, beer garden, and food. Figure eight races tomorrow in Rockwell City starting at 6.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. The 2022 Sweet Corn Days in Rockwell City is fast approaching, and organizers have changed up this year's activities. Teresa Hilders with the Rockwell City Chamber says the festivities are always held in their downtown, and they've expanded this year as everything gets kicked off today. She adds the main attraction every year, of course, is sweet corn.
We sell our corn for a buck an ear, and it's slow roasted. It takes 45 minutes to roast an ear of corn on the machine that we use. So that's probably the number one activity that everyone enjoys. But then as well, we have lots of food. The cattlemen will be here grilling, and we have a number of other vendors providing lots of good stuff to eat. The Bill Riley Talent Show is taking place that morning. We have a parade. There's going to be a mechanical bull team challenge. We've got teams competing on a mechanical bull to see who can stay on the bull the longest.
She adds the event is all about family fun each year. There will be multiple kids' games along with bouncy houses and other activities. Sweet Corn Days is free and open to the public and runs through Sunday. Hillers says individuals wanting more info can find the schedule online at rockwellcity.com/sweet-corn-days, and that's D-A-Z-E. Besides the kids' events and, of course, all the sweet corn, there will be other family-friendly activities.
On Friday night, we have music on the square, so there'll be a live band and food. And then on Saturday, most of the day, the Sweet Corn Days activities, 2:30, we're going to have our main event, and that is a ventriloquist by the name of Mark Rubin. So we're really looking forward to that. And then on Sunday, we have community church service at 10:30 in the morning. So there's lots going on, and it doesn't cost anything to come and enjoy the fun.
She adds this event is all about community spirit, and it wouldn't be possible without all of its wonderful sponsors. Again, Sweet Corn Days takes place in Rockwell City starting today and running through Sunday. The Carroll County Board of Supervisors has released the agenda for their next regularly scheduled weekly meeting with only a few items of note on the docket. The board convenes at 9 a.m. on Monday, August 8th at the county courthouse. It opens with a continuation of a discussion held at a previous meeting. The site's Board of Trustees is requesting funding from the county to help maintain the more than 150-year-old Dedham Cemetery. The supervisors then move on to the secondary roads report from County Engineer Zach Anderson and the quarterly report from Recorder Ashton Wittrock. The board will also discuss membership in the Iowa State Association of Counties Human Trafficking Coalition, property transfers, and committee reports. Again, Monday's meeting begins at 9 a.m. in the courthouse meeting room. It will also be live streamed via the county's YouTube channel. Details on how to attend remotely, along with the full agenda, can be found included with this story on our website. And the latest Iowa Farm Bureau Food and Farm Index survey is showing the concerns people have with their food prices. The Farm Bureau's Zach Bader says prices were listed at the top of the list of concerns for the first time in 9 years of the survey for several items.
Price is listed as the most important factor that's driving both meat and dairy purchases by Iowans. That's above 8 other factors that were tested.
Bader says 79% of those in the survey done with Harris Polls says they're concerned about the impact of government regulation on those prices.
Which is up from 62% in last year's survey. In fact, government regulation that increases food costs went from the 6th most concerning aspect of food production last year in 2021 to the most selected option.
Bader says they did not ask for specifics on the regulation side.
We just left it as government regulation that increases food costs. So there's you know, regulations on the food chain all the way from the farmer all the way up to the manufacturing and whatnot.
Bader says the survey found among the Iowans who are the primary or have a shared responsibility for grocery shopping, 96% of them eat meat at least weekly, and 94% consume dairy at least weekly. And that does wrap up your KCIM Noon News for Friday, August 5th, 2022. For these stories and many more, be sure to check us out online by following us on Facebook and Twitter, on the web at 1380kcim.com or through the Carroll Broadcasting mobile app. I'm Nathan Cohns reporting, wishing you a wonderful weekend.